Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 44, Self-Love Without the Side of Guilt. Your week 7 mantra is, I enjoy exploring self-love. Hello, friends. The week moves on. And this week, we're talking all about the fun of self-love and how fun it is to explore and add in self-love to different areas of our life. Is negative and shameful and guilt-inducing, right down to the fact that when we do eat something that we love, we often call it a guilty pleasure. Instead of just saying, I'm indulging and this is what my body wants right now, so I'm giving it to me. Maybe that's too big of a stretch for you, but certainly there are ways that we can infuse self-love into what we eat. The basic tenets, I think, of this practice would be eating things that make you feel good about yourself and really investigating what that is. Now, I've personally never been able to convince myself to keep a food journal because I'm historically not good at journaling, despite being a writer and loving to plan things and loving to analyze. There's just something about journaling that doesn't work for me. However, what I do is I try to notice, you know, what I'm eating from day to day, week to week, and then how it makes me feel. And if something makes me feel sluggish, maybe I don't want to eat it at, you know, whatever, noon and then try to work, you know, or, and this is important, different foods and drinks can make us feel different at different times during the day. So as usual, it starts with noticing what's going into the body. How is the body reacting? And then the other part of my self-love feast practice is that sometimes I just want or crave, I guess you would say, certain things. And that's fine. Like during a certain time in the month when I'm on my period and my entire body feels different, I crave eating meat, usually steak, which I don't really crave at other times throughout the month. So I give it to myself. I also drink soda during that week. I try not to drink soda, though I've gotten a little bit off of my, I've fallen off the soda sober wagon here, which happens when I get stressed and anxious. But typically I try to only drink soda when I'm going through that hormone craziness. Sometimes, very often, I crave donuts and I give them to myself. And it's really about, like anything else, it's about balance, it's about listening to your body. Everyone's body is different. Some people can eat donuts every day and it doesn't affect them, you know, in any negative way at all. So you have to know your body, but you also have to know what you love. Some of us crave salty. Some of us crave sweet. Protein. Foods that are rich in protein tend to make us feel better. And so if we can practice eating those over time, we'll start to crave them, right? That's part of building in the practice, the self-love feast The great news is that every meal can be a self-love feast. You're an adult now, so you don't have to eat the things that don't bring you joy. You don't have to eat the things that you don't love the taste of. You just figure out a different way to get whatever nutrient is in that thing that someone a long time ago told you you have to eat. I love a good salad, but I mainly love it because of all the stuff other than lettuce. Everything you put on top of it, including the dressing. But to me, a really good salad with really good Thousand Island dressing and Vermont cheddar cheese and avocado and croutons, that's a self-love feast. So I'm indulging myself without harming myself long term. It's completely benign to eat a salad like that. So how do we get rid of the guilt that comes along with eating the foods we love? Self-talk is critical. Remember, your voice is the most important voice. You're the one who knows your body. You're the one who knows your habits. You're the one who at the end of the day has to stand up and say, I made that choice and I take responsibility for it. So secrecy and shame are out. Communication and self-talk are in. If you're having a running conversation with yourself about the kinds of food that you're eating over the course of a week, then I'm pretty certain you're gonna make the choices that are right for you. And those choices aren't gonna look like my choices, not gonna look like Judy next door's choices. And they're not gonna look like a celebrity who has her own chef and personal trainer, her choices. Give those foods to your body and notice what happens. That is, I suppose, those are the steps to having a self-love feast every day of the week. Can you eat a meal of all the things that you love and not feel guilty afterward? More likely, I should say, how can you eat a meal full of the foods you love without feeling guilty afterwards? Staying present and aware is a big piece of this. Your action item, I'm going to give you your specific action item, is actually to take a picture of the food. Make yourself this meal. Dream up this meal. What is it that you really want? And then take a picture of the food before you eat it. Now, some people who live in the same house as me might make fun of this practice of, quote, Instagramming my food. But it is one of the ways that I have found that I can really pause, notice what's on the plate before I shovel it down, and just take a minute to appreciate it. It's a gratitude practice. So appreciate the food before you eat it. And then you have that record to go back and you're like, hey, why did I feel like shit last night? I wonder what I ate. You have a picture of it. Maybe that's my version of a food journal. It's sort of the lazy lady's way of keeping a food journal. You don't have to do this every meal. Just choose one today or sometime this week that you're going to give yourself a love feast. You're going to notice what it is before you eat. You're going to enjoy it without guilt as you eat. And then you're going to notice how it makes you feel afterwards. Okay, that's all for today. We're going to have more fun tomorrow. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our custom music and to Jesse at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.